Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk a little bit about the markets as we do each and every Friday. And let's start with a crop progress report, I guess, from in and around Cass County. I've seen a lot of corn put on a lot of height in the last week, Roy. Have you seen similar field conditions?
Absolutely. We had a little bit of rain over the weekend. A couple of inches of rain came pretty nice, and we had been getting a little dry on top, so we're happy to see the rain. And since then, we've had highs in the middle 80s, and the nights have been cool, and just ideal corn growing weather, no question about it, and good for the beans, too.
Yeah. We were talking about this weather, and you made a comment that I had to kind of cock my head at and think about for a second, but yeah, it might be true. May we see a repeat aspect of 2009 in this crop year, depending on how things turn out?
It's certainly starting to look that way. You know, we don't really consider 80 to 85 degrees hot here. 95 to 100 is hot, and 95 to 100 will speed up the maturity of the corn. And we had a similar situation last year where it was warm but not hot, and we had cool evenings, which we've also had this summer. And last year we had trouble getting the corn dry. And, you know, if I had to give any advice, my advice will be take a good look at your harvesting setup and see where the bottlenecks are and where you might be able to handle some wet corn or to dry some corn, because we could be looking at slow maturing again this year. I hope it doesn't go as long as last year did, where a lot of it stood out over the winter, but you just never know. You know, it is Nebraska.
Yeah. What we were talking about, the heat, Dwight and I were talking about that yesterday morning. We said, it's interesting in the national media how heat never gets press until it hits the East Coast. You know, we had a week's worth of 90 and 100 degree temperatures, and we got through it, and then 10 days later they get it, and what do you know, it made the national news.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I heard one of the commentators say, well, it was over 100 degrees today in New York City. We haven't seen weather temperatures like that in 9 years. And I thought, well, gee, welcome to the Midwest. You know, we think it's pretty darn unusual if we don't get a few days over 100, and a week or 2 weeks is not, certainly not unheard of. So it's just a matter of perception. And I guess if you live in the concrete canyons, why, that heat maybe bothers you more than it does those of us that can find a shade tree once in a while.
Yeah, that's right. Not that this is turning into weather commentary, but, everybody keeps talking about this La Nina thing that's supposed to be developing out over the Pacific Ocean, and how that calls for hot and dry weather. That just hasn't been the case this summer yet.
No, it hasn't, and here we are almost the middle of July, and You look at that and you say, well, okay, hot and dry weather, but at some point, hot and dry weather is good for the crops. Mm-hmm. You know, if we get them pollinated and get those kernels setting, that's certainly good. And a couple of weeks of hot, dry certainly doesn't hurt the soybean crop. Now, we don't want to let the last from the 15th of July to the 15th of September. That wouldn't be good, but no indication that's going to happen either.
Yeah. Let's go back to the markets, and we were talking about the soybeans and how the market has been commentating that would short-term bullish, long-term bearish be the way to describe what's been going on here for a while?
Well, I think it would. The short-term bullish is indicated by the price of soybeans today being higher for delivery today or delivery this week than what it would be next week or next month. And we've seen that situation all along here, where the nearby bids are quite a bit better than the deferred bids. And so that has been a signal, and still is a signal of a bullish situation in the soybean market. But up until this last couple of days, it hasn't manifested itself in runs up, but maybe that was kind of broken this week. It sure seems like it anyway.
Yeah. I noticed some of the cash bids here have been on soybeans at the major processors getting close to $10 again. We haven't seen that level for, about two, three months, something like that?
It's been quite a while. I was going to suggest even longer than that, but somewhere around the first of the year, I know that. Well, we actually had cash bids here. So the last beans I sold on the dead cat bounce last winter, I got just over $10 for them on the 2nd of January or 3rd of January, and the market faded away from that pretty fast. And so, yeah, it's been a while, but who knows? Maybe we'll see these $10 cash beans again.
Now, you know, we were talking before, short-term bullish, long-term bearish. Just with the whole supply and demand situation, kind of looking ahead, do you, you think this is going to kind of continue until there's a major change in production somewhere along the line?
You know, we can go back a couple of years and see that situation developing where the market forecasters were saying, well, yes, we have a tight condition in the beans now, but just wait till, and then you fill in the blanks, just wait till harvest is over in 2008, and or just wait until the South American harvest in 2009, or just wait till the U.S. harvest in 2009. They just keep pushing that forward, and we haven't seen the big glut of soybeans develop that the experts were predicting, and we're taping this before the crop report comes out on Friday morning, but it wouldn't surprise me to see that bullish situation kind of manifest itself here with this crop report, unless they do give us a surprise and say that there's a lot more beans available than it looks like now.
So if we're sold on that idea, what's the, you know, the short-term bullish, long-term bearish, what's the marketing strategy that aids us best?
Well, it's pretty simple. You just don't sell anything. I mean, it's indicating a trend turning and going up, or it's actually the last few days it has been in an uptrend. And when the market's in an uptrend, you sit tight. You know, Murphy's Law says, be right, sit tight. And so if you're holding old crop beans, I'm a little nervous about sitting tight on those, because at some point the trade will start looking at the potential for new crop coming, but that's probably about a month away yet. And the other side of that is if we really are in an uptrend, then you don't forward contract any more than what you've got done. And I certainly hope people have some done, but you know, how big a percentage is really up to the individual farmer.
Sure. For folks that want more information on putting together that marketing plan, how can they get that from you, Roy?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Very good discussion. Thank you much, and we'll do it again next week.
I'll be around.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.